So, what lessons have you learned, or what keys did you take away from that now that you're from 19 to now?
32, yeah, from
Yeah,
19 to
come on.
32. The key things that I would take in is you want to get the as much of a full picture before you make a decision. Like now in my wisdom at 32, like I definitely look for other things in a partner, friendships, relationship, whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
I have a different lens and a different perspective. It's from my experience, one, but it's also from a place of maturity and wisdom. So, now with this, I thought back then, I thought I would be having a baby at 25 and married and all that stuff. Like, when I was 19 or 18, I'm like, okay, by 25, I'm gonna be
Right.
married and I'm gonna have two kids and I'm gonna be, a multi-millionaire and all this stuff. Like, I just had my life all figured out, and I experienced it a lot of, different challenges and a lot of high points and just a whole bunch of different stuff from 19 to 32. And when I'm looking at my lenses now and a partner, I'm like, okay, I want someone that is stable. I want someone that, has strong, a spiritual beliefs like me. I want someone who, has a good family structure, and I want someone that is, we have similar interests when it comes to business and finances and all that kind of stuff. Like, it just has to coincide. Back then I wasn't, it wasn't a balance, one person's going one way, the other person's going the other way, and it's completely chaotic. Whereas now I'm like, okay, I need someone that's mo we're moving in the right we're moving in the same direction, and
Totally.
we don't have to be, going at the same space or in the same place in the direction, but we need to definitely be moving in the same direction. There's no
Totally.
possible way that you could be going right and I can be going left, and we're gonna meet in the middle. I mean, God, that may be the case for some people. You can go right, left, and then meet in the middle. That was like, I went right, he went left, and then we were literally on two different highways. I'm now in Texas, so there you have it. Like, that road led me to a whole nother place.
Thank you for listening to Soulful Conversation. We hope you enjoyed tonight's Soulful Conversation. Be sure to stay connected with us during the week through our weekly podcast on Spotify, our YouTube channel, Patreon, and social media. And don't forget to send in those soulful requests to be heard on the podcast at info@soulful-conversation.com.